Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's best idea. Kind of a nice day around here today. The president is coming to town, believe it or not. And I just got an email this morning from my building that says, okay, everything's going to be disrupted between 11 o'clock this morning and 2 o'clock this afternoon. And so I called down and said, is he coming here? And they said, no, but his helicopter lands across the street. So I said, well, what time is he actually arriving? And they said, well, we don't know. So I said, but between 11 and 2, it's going to be blocked off. Okay. So I will tell you my, you know, I'm one of those people who thinks, like, the UN should probably be, like, in Schenectady, you know, or Davenport. I mean, those are wonderful cities. But, I mean, New York needs this kind of disruption like a hole in the head, right? The city is always being disrupted. We have travel and traffic issues when nobody's here. So I'm saying, well, you know, why don't we sort of give places that have a little less excitement going on something exciting, which I haven't convinced anybody of yet. But I will tell you my president story. When I moved into the place I live now, my real estate agent... real estate agents, right, when you buy someplace or rent someplace, they usually send you a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates. One real estate agent sent me flowers for a year, you know, the once a month flowers. That was pretty nice. This particular real estate agent did one of the nicer things for me, and if you're a real estate agent, you may want to listen up, in that he and his partner gave me a cocktail party for 20 people. Which is pretty cool, right? Because you can kind of have an open house and these people come. They don't clean your house. Okay, I had to clean my house in the bathroom. But they bring the food and they serve it and they bring, I think it was wine. I think it was not hard liquor. As I mentioned yesterday, I don't tend to serve hard liquor. And they clean up and it's a very cool thing to do. So I decided, oh, this is kind of fun. I will have a party for 20 of my friends. Well, it turned out that with my luck, I had it the same night that the president came to town for a fundraiser. And he was literally next door to me. So all my guests, we had Secret Service, New York cops, and hotel cops. And all my guests had to go through all three. And I think, and so when everybody arrived, I just said, and I had to go across the street and get some of them because some of them weren't on the list, so I had to vouch for them. But they were very impressed that I had a party where you had to go through three layers of security. So that was pretty cool, number one. And number two, I told them, okay, I fibbed. I said that the president had just been here and had just left. But they knew I was fibbing. So all right, that's my president story. I'm sticking to it. So, And everything gets jammed up around here when the president comes. In fact, it sounds like the president may be coming right now because you can hear all the sirens. What can I tell you? All righty. Just pretend that I'm part of the motorcade. 855. Have you ever seen a presidential motorcade? I've actually seen more presidential stuff. Well, I've seen some of it here. Well, I've seen it in D.C. I actually was driving past the White House with my mom when I was in D.C. once. And it was Bush the Younger, and his plane was landing on the White House lawn. And that was pretty much fun to see. They stopped traffic all the way around the White House, but you could still see it. So that was pretty much fun. My mom thought that was pretty cool for me to arrange that for her. Don't tell her. It had nothing to do with me. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Joanne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome. How may I help?
Hey. It's kind of a long story, but I'm going to make it really short. We lived in a house for 15 years, and we just moved out into the country, and we rented our old house to our nephew and his family. And mm-hmm. There's a neighbor across the street that moved in by himself. He was divorced, and like within the last year or so, he has a live-in girlfriend, and his girlfriend has two daughters.
Okay.
And the neighbor that lives next to him on the same side has said that he's heard him scream at the girls. I never heard anything, so I just didn't really think about it. But my nephew's wife said that the first day that they were there, she saw him screaming at the girl who's 17, and he had like a bat that, on top of his shoulder, and he's saying, you know, you're nothing but trash, and and just being very nasty. And she said, the only reason I'm here is because I love my mom, and just very, very, very nasty. And my husband's friends, somewhat friends with this neighbor. I mean, he talks to him occasionally. He has his cell phone, and he does not seem like the kind of person that would do that. But now that I've heard two people say it, I was just wondering what I should do, or if I should do, I don't think I should do anything because I didn't witness it personally, but how should you handle a situation like that?
Okay. As you point out, you've got, you're kind of in a compromised position because it's hearsay from your point of view. Do you know the girl, have you met the girlfriend at all? Have you ever met her?
Yes. And they seem like they could be alcoholics. There's a lot of drinking. Like, my nephew's wife said that she came over at 10 o'clock in the morning with a beer in her hand. And
how old is the other child? You mentioned there are two kids. One's 17. How old's the other one?
I think they're, like, very close in age, maybe 17, 18.
Okay. One of the possibilities, I mean, let's go through the possibilities. One is to do nothing, which I don't think is a great idea. It's not going to make you feel good. And God forbid anything happens, you'll feel terrible. So let's take that off the table. So the question is, what can you do? And one of the possibilities is your husband going to the man that he knows and saying, you know, I know teenagers can really be a hassle. It's just come to my attention from a couple of sources that would just as soon remain anonymous that there, you know, that there's some problems in the household. Is there anything I can do to help? Now, the guy may say, mind your own business, or, but if, especially if your husband approaches that as, I know teenagers can be a pain in the neck, then maybe that the guy will say, oh, yeah, you know, they really drive me crazy. And you could say, well, look, if things get really tense, feel that you can call me or that you can send the girls over, you know, to us. How far away from where they live now do you live?
It's about 40 minutes.
Okay, well, that's probably not, but you may be able to say that, you know, that I have some family in the area, that if the kids are driving you crazy, maybe either you can go take a walk or send the girls over there or whatever. And that's a possibility. So man-to-man is one option, assuming that your husband is willing to do it, which he may or may not. Men sometimes get a little squeamish about this. One possibility is that you can go to either the mom and say, listen, I know that blended families are hard and teenagers can be crazy. I'm, you know, just kind of worried that I don't want someone to call the cops on you guys because I'm hearing through the grapevine that things can get a little noisy. Is there anything I can do to help? And that has the option of at least giving them some warning that they're, because sometimes just the fact that people know what's going on can moderate their behavior. Most of us behave better in public than we do in private. And if we have the sense that somebody is aware of our behavior, it may moderate it. So that's a possibility of just sort of under the auspices or the guise of, guise is kind of the wrong word because it implies subterfuge, but under the umbrella, let's say, of, look, I know that this situations can get, you know, a little dicey here. Is there anything I can do to help? Because I'd hate for the cops to get involved in this, and I know that a number of people have talked to me about it. The third possibility, which may be the most viable, is saying to, if you have any access to the girls, do you know either of the girls?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, it may be that your nephew and his wife, I mean, she may be able to sort of make some inroads because she may see them. Do they have kids, for example? Does your nephew and his wife have kids?
Yes, they have 5 kids.
Okay, do they ever need a babysitter?
No, they're all older. Like, the youngest one's about 11.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on for me for just a second. And because the most viable option, believe it or not, may be to go to the girls to for them to realize that they have some place that they can go or some place they can call. So they, because I think that the goal here is not to punish the adults, but to protect the kids. So let me put you on hold and let's walk through that option as well. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, normal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Joanne, who is talking about a dilemma that I think many of us have experienced, which is something that makes us really uneasy. Now, she hasn't actually witnessed it, which is the complication here, but she's heard back from a couple of different people that that an ex-neighbor may be being abusive to his, it sounds like they're not even married, to his girlfriend's teenage daughters. And no, look, no one, including me, is ever going to argue that teenagers can't be the most irritating people on the face of the planet, as we all were when we were teenagers. But that's not an excuse to threaten with a baseball bat or to be verbally abusive. It's not okay. So the question is, what does Joanne do at this moment? And there are going to be some of you who say, well, you know, stay out of it. You really don't know anything for sure, and you're not there. But the point is, if something like that, if something, God forbid, should happen, Joanne will never forgive herself. And I think as, you know, as kind of citizens, as people who walk the same earth, that we do have responsibilities to one another to at least try and elicit some kind of positive response, or at least limit negative behavior. Just because, you know, karma's a boomerang. We'd hope that somebody would intervene for us. The question is, how do you do it without it being more destructive? So you want it to be effective. And so Joanne's saying, well, what do we do? And I said, well, all right, number one, her husband knows the dude. So one possibility is just, you know, take him out for a cup of coffee or something. I would not suggest a beer in this particular situation. And say, look, you know, we really miss you guys. I know teenagers can be a pain in the neck. Listen, I don't know exactly how to bring this up, but it's gotten back to me that there's some noise going on at that house. Is there anything I can do? Do you want to talk about it? Is there anything I can do to help? Yada, yada. And see if there's an inroad there. As I said, I'm not sure that that's the most profitable. It's direct in that it's one man dealing with another man, which is probably going to be more effective than, for example, you going to him. But men are notoriously unwilling to share emotional problems with each other. So, but it's maybe worth a try, especially if your husband's willing to do it, which he may or may not be willing to do. Second, as I said, is you going to her and essentially doing the same rap of, look, I'd hate to have the cops called, and you know, people are overly sensitive these days. Is there anything I can do to help? The third, and my kind of favorite way of dealing with this, because I think it has the potential of being the most useful and the most protective, is to go to the girls. Now, given the fact that you don't know the girls very well, but it may be that your nephew's wife does, or the nephew's kids do, of saying, you know, having one of the kids say, because presumably if they're living next door, they've heard it too, of having one of the kids who knows either or both of these girls saying, look, if things get dicey, know that you can come here. And that, because the bottom line here is to protect the kids. Now, these are not small children, and presumably they can vote with their feet. But as you hear that at least a 17-year-old feels that she needs to protect her mom, you really don't know what's going on there. But as I said, sort of just giving people the notion, putting them on notice that the behavior has been noticed, can sometimes be protective, because people, maybe they'll yell a little less, maybe they'll control themselves a bit more. Being called on our behavior, being held accountable, makes most of us more responsible. Not everybody, and of course if you've got alcohol involved, you've got another factor, but I think it at least means that the kids can say, you know, I'm going to go to the neighbors, or I'm going to tell, because I'm fearful, if it's as noisy as it seems to be, that sooner or later somebody's going to call the cops. And that's going to create havoc. So give me some feedback. What do you think?
Well, we were thinking about, I told my nephew's wife, I said, call the cops if it happens again. But, you know, you don't want to cause any more stress that he would get physically abusive, you know, if that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think that's the final statement, not the first statement, unless you think that somebody is truly in imminent danger. That I think saying to the girls, look, if things get dicey, feel like you can come over here. They may want to figure out a code word that, for example, calling the house and saying, is everything okay over there when it all hits the fan. I just think that calling the police means that, I mean, let's just play it out, that either the cops will come and everybody will be intimidated, say, oh, no, no, we were just, it was just the television. And cops hate domestic violence calls because they're the ones that are the most dangerous for the cops. So either everybody will sort of play nice, or in the heat of the moment, they may take somebody away. And if they can't keep them, I mean, do we really want him to go to jail for, and especially if nothing's happened? And does that mean he's going to be more abusive to the kids of saying, I can't believe you've got me in this kind of trouble, or I lost my job, or whatever? So if it's, you know, I would certainly not hesitate to call the cops if you think there's imminent danger. But I would probably, especially if you can head this off at the pass, of, look, know that you can come here, know that we're protective, that just the men saying to your husband saying to the dude, look, the neighbors have called me and are concerned about this. You know, what can I do to help? You calling the woman and saying, you know, I don't want this to get out of hand. What can I do to help here? May put them both on notice, and it's a step before calling the cops, because calling the cops is not necessarily a permanent solution.
Mm-hmm. See, what happened was my nephew's family just moved in there, and it was like the very second day that they moved in, it was raining, and the neighbor, I'll call him John, it was raining out, and he was having this girl who's very soft-spoken. She doesn't seem rebellious. She doesn't seem very, very, she seems very quiet. He was having her dig a fence in the rain, and she was up to her elbows in mud, and she said, you know, you treat me like trash. And he goes, that's because you are trash. And he had a bat, you know, and the neighbor that lives next to him is talking about moving because he can't take it anymore. He's constantly. But, yeah, I think that's a good idea. I will talk to my husband.
Yeah, I think approaching them first is because of the neighbor moving away doesn't solve anything, right? It hasn't changed that situation at all. But if nothing else, putting the neighbor on notice. That, I mean, where's the mom in all this? That she should certainly be more protective of her kids.
The mom made a comment to my nephew's wife saying, well, she has a smart mouth. Because that's all she does is yard work all day. She cuts the grass, like, sometimes with scissors. It's almost like OCD. And the other neighbor said it's because she doesn't want to go inside to deal with her mom's boyfriend.
Well, I mean, hopefully, maybe she's talked to the school counselor about it, but if that kid knows that she's got a safe port, you know, that she's got a safe place to go, that may help the situation as well. So at least we feel that she's protected. So, and I know it really requires people stepping up, and, you know, we have this tendency in this country to sort of feel like, you know, we don't want to get in somebody else's business. But when we've got kids who are at risk, you know, a kid digging fence posts in the rain with, you know, a man sitting over with a baseball bat saying, you're trash. I think that really requires some intervention of saying, we need to protect each other. So you've got three different approaches. In theory, you can practice them all. But, and I think at you know, at the final analysis, if you think that none of this is going to work or has worked, then I think calling the police may be a valuable kind of thing. And if you're going to call the police, you need to have documentation about when this has occurred. Hang on if you need to talk to me more. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVice. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. You know, Trevor and I were just talking, and several things occurred to me. He was using the example of something, I guess, on YouTube, where there were two guys on a subway that were getting into it, and some guy who was eating a sandwich just sort of stood up and got between them and didn't say anything, just kept eating a sandwich. And I said, well, you know, that I had told him about my situation where a very large woman was yelling at a very small child and at an ATM, and there were getting to be this huge crowd of people. And, you know, people were getting out their cell phones to take videos and to call the cops, and you could see that it was about to escalate. And the problem about calling the cops in this particular situation is one of two things was going to happen when if the cops came. Either they would take the child into protective custody and hold the mom, which sooner or later, I mean, a child in the foster care system is not necessarily any safer, number one, let's be honest. Or second of all, that if they didn't separate the two out, that kid was going to get the daylight speed out of him when he got home. So that's not a good solution. And as I was just there, and this is kind of what I know how to do. But and I think that Trevor's story, as well as mine, also offer me another option for Joanne, which is I just went up and stood in this woman's space, and she was very large, and it did look like for a moment she was going to deck me. And I just said very quietly, "Can I help you?" And she was furious, and she turned to me, and she actually had pulled back her arm and made a fist. And I just calmly said, "May I help you?" And she said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "May I help you?" And I just kept calmly saying, I was essentially eating my sandwich in front of her, of just saying, look, I was just stopping the process, stopping the momentum of saying, you know, I know kids can be really irritating, and can I buy you a cup of coffee? And she didn't want to go along with any of that, but it did stop the process, and the crowd did disperse, and you figured that she sort of got a chance to get a hold of herself without really consequence to, she wasn't really embarrassed because I didn't embarrass her. The kid was probably as transfixed by what was going on as anything else, so he stopped yelling. He stopped doing whatever it was that was triggering her. And it did occur to me as Trevor and I were talking that one of the possibilities of offering Joanne is the next time, hopefully it will not happen, but if a situation like that should occur where you've got a kid out in the rain and a guy with a baseball bat saying you're trash, that go on out, put on your raincoat, put on your slicker, and go out and say, "Hey, what's happening?" And that in and of itself, I mean, think about what you're doing at that moment. You're eating a sandwich, right? You're just putting yourself in the situation without being aggressive. You're not yelling at anybody. You're not accusing anybody. You're not upping the ante. You're not being aggressive. All you're doing is giving everybody a chance to catch their breath and do something differently than they were doing before. So if you find yourself in the situation, and it's amazing how often all of us are going to find ourselves in the situation, right? Because, I mean, the time that I see it most frequently is at a grocery store, right? Because somehow parents have the idea that they should take their kids grocery shopping. They should not. Kids hate grocery shopping, and they'll start picking things off the aisle if they're in a shopping cart. And parents get mad if they're not in shopping cart, they're going to run away. I mean, it's a real problem. Kids are not interested in shopping. And so if you can get a neighbor to watch your kids while you go shopping and then you watch their kids while they go shopping, you're going to be a lot happier. It just doesn't work very well to take your kids shopping. So those of us who don't have kids whom we're shopping are going to see this. So all you have to do is really go up and say, "Do you know what the price of Cheerios is?" And of course the person's going to say, "What?" That's okay. That's all you want at that moment is just to stop the momentum. Okay? It doesn't put you in harm's way. You're not being critical of them. You're not saying, "I'm going to call the cops on you." You're not saying you're a bad parent. Just stop the process. And you're really not putting yourself in much jeopardy, although I think most of us have that impulse of not interfering in other people's lives. But sometimes we need to interfere if not interfering means somebody's going to get the daylight speed out of them. Okay? And it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable all the way around. All right? And most people don't want to be out of control and be viewed as a public spectacle. All right? So one of the possibilities is doing what we'll call for going forward the sandwich approach. Right? Or you can call them the ATM approach. I think sandwich approach is better because it just gives the notion that I'm not judging, I'm just eating my sandwich, but I'm eating my sandwich between the two of you so you can't beat the daylights out of each other. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. All right. Today is National Peach Ice Cream Day, which I personally feel should be celebrated most days. I just think peach ice cream tastes like summer. I think peaches taste like summer. Peaches are one of my favorite summer fruits, and they're almost impossible to get when they're really perfect, don't you think? You either get them when they're too hard, at which point they have no taste and your gums bleed, or if you put them in a brown paper sack so that they ripen, then they rot. I don't know.
They have a window of like 30 minutes.
I think
it's
so.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're one of the best ever. I mean, they're just one of the best fruits in the universe. But there, I swear to you, I think here, you may have it because you're closer to the farm. I think they have about, like, 12 minutes here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if anybody can give me the clue to peaches, I finally found out the clue to watermelon. You can thump away. I know everybody says thumping away. No, but what I'll do is get a watermelon, and I invariably get one that's not quite ripe. Although, actually, the best watermelon experience I had in terms of taste was one that fell out of the car and split on the sidewalk. I guess it was ripe. And that was delicious, but you had to eat it very quickly. So the ones I found is if you get it just before, and this is not intentional, it's just of necessity, that before they're completely ripe, and I just slice them all up and I put them in little plastic containers. And so by the time I get around to eating them, because the whole watermelon, that by the time I get around to almost the last thing, they're really ripe. And by the time I'm the last one, they're usually a little overripe. So I just freeze them and use them for smoothies, which is, that's what I do with all fruit that has gotten to something to eat. It works for strawberries. Strawberries you can dump. You can use them as ice cubes. You can put them in smoothies. You can put them in lemonade. You can put them in champagne. You can actually defrost them for about 10 minutes, and then they taste like the world's best sorbet. So don't throw away overripe fruit. Just freeze it. Bananas you can use for cooking. I'm clearly of the don't waste food school of life. All right. It's also National Tattoo Day. Trip, do you have a tattoo?
I do not.
I don't either. At one point, my daughter said to me, would you come with me and get a tattoo? And I said, uh-uh. It's your body. You can do anything you want, but I don't want to make it easy to do something that I don't think you're going to be happy with. So at one point, so she has a little tiny tattoo. She has two of them, I think. I think part of it's just generational. For my generation, tattoos were kind of, you know, trailer park trash, and for hers, it's hip. So at one point, I said, well, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. She said, Mom, you'll hate it. She clearly didn't want me to have a tattoo. That's her generation, not mine. I don't have a tattoo. I have fake tattoos that, you know, the sort of press-on ones. Just to upset people. It's also a day for international justice, which doesn't seem to me to go all that well with tattoo and ice creams, but what can I tell you? And, I'm noticing that more and more tattoos are sort of, for both men and women, they're full arms. Like, you know, they're, instead of a tattoo being like a sentence or something, they're like a novel, and your entire arm go across your back. I don't know. Not my thing. I guess part of it is I change... You know, I sort of change my look often enough that the idea of having something, the only thing that I have that's kind of permanent, well, I mean, my eyes and my nose and my mouth, but, I'll change color lipstick. I'm growing my hair, which looks completely different. I have pierced ears, but I only have one pierce per, one hole per ear. So, I don't know. I think I change things too frequently to be a tattoo person. King George I of Great Britain sailed down the Thames with a barge of 50 musicians for Handel's Water Music in 1717. I mean, that sounds like a good use of being the king, don't you think? A barge with 50 musicians on the Thames.
Sounds
kind of
festive.
Appealing. Yeah, yeah. So there you go. In 1938, Douglas Corrigan took off from Brooklyn to fly the wrong way to Ireland and became known as Wrong Way Corrigan. See, I thought Wrong Way Corrigan was the guy who ran the wrong way at the Rose Bowl. That's a wrong way somebody else, I guess. We'll have to look it up. In 1955, Disneyland was dedicated and opened in Anaheim. Have you ever been to Disneyland or Disney World?
I've been to Disney World a couple times through my childhood.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, Orlando. Well, you know, Disneyland can fit in the parking lot of Disney World. Disneyland, much smaller. There you go. In 1989, the B-2 Spirit Stealth Bomber debuted. Dun, dun, dun. And in 2001, the Concorde was brought back into service nearly a year after the 2000 crash. Remember that? Remember where there was rubber all over everything? And the Concorde was retired. When was it actually retired? I think, you know, like maybe 5 years after that or something. I know people who rode the Concorde, they said it was a little claustrophobic, very fast, very noisy. Let's see when it says. It flew for 27 years, 1976, which would be 1903, or 2003. So it only was 3 years after the crash. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to TryPlated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary program that Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to TryPlated.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking about places that you wanted to visit on your bucket list, and for a number of us, Cuba was one of them. And there's an article in the paper today, actually in the travel section, that says, see Cuba now. They said there are no high-rises, There's no ads, there's no malls, there are no donut joints, there are no flagship stores, there are no chain coffee shops. Basically, there aren't very many cars. There are even the Ladas, which were the Russian import, or the Buicks and Oldsmobiles, that they're basically, they're actually saying that the best hotels in Havana are, you know, are really cheap. And up until now, as of, I guess, January, you could go. In theory, they haven't okayed tourism exactly. You have to go under one of 12 different educational programs, right? Which has been true for a while. It was just, you know, it was just expanded a little bit. They're now saying that they're going to allow beach holidays. American, Delta, and United have all expressed an interest in operating flights to Cuba. And since early July, JetBlue has operated a weekly charter from New York's JFK to Havana, the first major airline to do so. The Carnival Cruise Line announced it would operate cruises to the island from May next year, the first time American cruise ships will have moored in Cuba since the 60s. So I guess if we're going to go, we should go now. I mean, it's only 90 miles off the coast of Florida. Unfortunately, I think it's going to change everything. Which is so I suppose if you're going to go, you should go now. They said there are ways into Cuba. Food, music, cigars, rum. You can go in art. To go to an artist's home, you need somebody that they call a fixer. So you need sort of a contact, an art critic who played a prominent role in the city's famous biennials and seems to know everybody. You drive. I mean, I've known about the cars in Cuba because, well, I've known about it just because I've known about it. But they also had a documentary about racing, road racing in Cuba, because you can't get. I mean, they have literally cars that were built in the 50s, and they have to make their own parts for them because you can't get the cars, you can't get the parts anymore. And they have these road races, which are a national sport. So the idea being that you still need sort of an inn. But they said new cars are expensive in Cuba. There's barely any traffic on the main highway. I don't know where you stay. I guess they're basically you need someone to. I suppose it was like going to Russia in the 70s, which I actually did. You know, that you need to sort of be hooked up with somebody in the government because otherwise you couldn't go. But you know, I think it'd be a great. Do you have any interest in going to Cuba?
You know, I would totally go. I think it would be so fascinating.
They said, come before anything changes. So they're saying the Americans are rushing to visit before the Americans. Now's the time to go to Cuba, but trust the artists, not the politicians, to show you the meaning of the island's past as well as its future. I guess that's true. I actually know somebody who did go to Cuba a couple months ago, so maybe I should get in touch with her. I think they went. She is an interior designer, so it may have been that they sort of did something with the artist as well. But, you know, I think that'd be really fun. All right, my other story, which has nothing, there's no transition that I can figure out on this. but for those of you who listen to the program regularly, you know that there's a sign on my window that says, Buffet All You Can Eat, Joy Lives Here, that is written in mosquito language. So, I have a serious problem with mosquitoes. And there's now a new study out. Let's see if I can make this work. Oh, see, my computer just froze again. That basically says, how do they do that? And one of them is that they can, that mosquitoes, first of all, can see CO, can detract CO2, which is what happens when we expire, right? We inhale oxygen, we exhale CO2. And they can do it from a distance of 10 to 50 meters, which is basically, 50 meters is basically, what? It's 50 yards, just about. So that's half of a football field. So a mosquito can figure out that you're a target for half of a football field. That's depressing. Then they pick out visual clues, and they can find humans from 5 to 15 meters, which is basically 5 yards to 15 yards, right? So it's 45 feet to from 15 to 45 feet. That's a fairly good distance. and then the heat of the body. So basically, I mean, it's fairly impressive that that they can figure this out from that, you know, from that distance. I mean, it means you're doomed, and which I certainly am. In a related but story that has nothing to do with anything, is they're now finding, now that marijuana is legal, the University of Tel Aviv has figured out that one of the non-psychotropic compounds in marijuana can help heal bone fissures, which is a broken bone, right? Apparently, hashish has been used as a go-to medical remedy around the world for centuries. It was banned in the 30s and 40s due to a growing awareness of the dangers of addiction, which most people think that marijuana is not addictive, except psychologically. But now they're saying that marijuana can relieve symptoms. Are you ready for this? Parkinson's, cancer, and multiple sclerosis.
I had also heard that they can use it to control seizures in people who suffer from epilepsy.
Yeah. Not well, Parkinson's is neurological.
Oh, yeah.
But we know that it's been used as an anti-anxiety drug in cancer treatment, in end-stage cancer for a long time. It was called the Brompton cocktail, which is five different psychotropic medications that are given to end-stage cancer patients to relieve anxiety. But this, so there's a mid-femoral fractures that it turns out cannabinol, CBD, helps bone fractures. And what's the psychotropic active thing is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is THC, which most people have known for a long time. And it turns out that that can work as well. So there are going to be a lot of studies about marijuana now that it is legal in some in a lot of places. So there you go. It turns out that Tel Aviv University is internationally recognized for the scope and groundbreaking nature of its research and scholarship. So there you go. Whole bunch of people are... I mean, can you imagine writing your mom and say, Mom, guess what I'm investigating right now? Marijuana. And your parents said, great, that's why we sent the kid all the way through school and graduate school and medical school. I was so hoping for that. My kid, the stoner doc. It's not me, folks. 855-99-3-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. for the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.